Swedish MSM called out for not identifying child abuser as left-wing politician. By Chris Tomlinson on January 3, 2019. Swedish broadcaster Sveriges Radio has been slammed by a moderate party MP for refusing to identify a social democrat politician who was convicted for having sex with an underage migrant at a youth accommodation. Moderate party firebrand MP Hanif Bali criticized the broadcaster on Twitter for failing to mention the party affiliation of a female municipal politician in Western Sweden who was recently convicted of having sexual relations with a 16-year-old male migrant. Calling the article unprecedented, Mr. Bali asked why the broadcaster had refused to state which party the 45-year-old had belonged to despite it being mentioned in the SVT article used as a source for their reporting. According to the original SVT report, the Social Democrat politician was sentenced to 6 months in prison for having sex with the underage migrant boy on multiple occasions, with the court stating that due to his young age it did not matter whether the sex acts had been consensual or not on his part. The various sexual encounters began to take place in autumn of 2017 when the 45-year-old had been working in a home for young vulnerable people, called HVB Homes in Sweden, with the boy claiming the woman had started the encounters by coming onto him. The woman has since appealed the verdict and demanded a full acquittal and has claimed that the 16-year-old had initiated the sexual relationship. She has also renounced her municipal duties since the sexual incidents came to light. Several cases of sexual relationships between older women volunteers and young migrant males have been documented since the start of the migrant crisis. In 2016, it was revealed that sex tourism was a problem in the former Calais jungle migrant camp, with Open Borders activists accused of exploiting young migrants for sex. In Austria, the trend of older women sexually engaging with young migrant men was labeled the sugar mama phenomenon, with some claiming rapid growth of the trend since 2015. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.